All right, Sunday morning, 10:30, 22. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Leaven Works Both Ways. This is just right on the back of what I just taught. Okay, let's go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. So Jesus speaking here. He said, another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. See, as the body of Christ, we're supposed to be like leaven. What do? We're leaven. We level leaven. It takes out the evil. All right, 1 Corinthians 5, 6. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? That's why in bread you just put a little bit of yeast, or you might have an explosion. Yeah. What is leaven? It's ferment. Goodness. Excuse me. Leaven is ferment. What does ferment do? It rises. It'll take something like this and make it a rising up. Ferment means rising up. So where the Lord started this, so much of my church are all about the optics. Out front and center. Overt instead of covert. They gauge everything by how much and how many. They look to the outward instead of the inward. They do not get that the church is a spiritual house and not a corporate or a corporation or an institution. My church has followed the ways of the world and not my ways. This is how the enemy has been able to outsmart my church. House on the rock, a spiritual house. House on the sand, a natural house. The leaven of the enemy has neutralized the whole church. They have no power. But they put on a good show, appearance, but no power. The gates of hell have infiltrated the ranks. I said that those who come to me I would in no wise cast out, that if they would come to me in secret, that I would reward them openly. I look on the heart and not the outside. When my church begins to look inside, I will give them the strategy for success, and the gates of hell will no longer prevail against them. Therefore, I've had you and those with you to pray and confess the rising up of an army of intercessors to pray in my order so that my government can be placed where Satan's seat is. So many seek a big church or ministry, but they've forgotten that they must seek first the kingdom and its ways. As I have said on several occasions to you, as goes the church, so goes the nation. The church is a city on a hill, a beacon of light to show the world the way. I am the way. No longer blame the government leaders for the mess of the church is in, for I told my church to occupy till I come. I gave the church the keys to occupying. Ask in my name and I will do it. Speak to mountains and they will be removed. Bind and loose. Cast out devils in my name. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Always seek to recover. Never divide. It's a little bit what the teaching I was talking about, the spirit behind what you say, the acceptance of people, and not, you know, doing anything that would cause them to turn away from the gospel. Remember what spirit you are of. Pray for your leaders, not criticize them, for my church is responsible for all the problems you see in your nation and in the nations of the world. Pray in secret, I will reward you openly. When my church occupies, I will begin to leaven the lump of the enemy. You know, those lumps, those mountains that I said to speak to. As you practice this, you will become more natural at it. There's a scripture that talks about, I'll make you into a threshing machine and you will beat the mountains. They'll be like chaff. A supernatural should be more natural than the natural for a Christian. Unfortunately, the supernatural is not natural to my church. The time of that reversal is here. I want you to focus on the inside and not so much on the outside. Now he's talking about the trials. I want you to focus on the inside and not so much on the outside. Look inside concerning outward issues. The endurance training that you have been going through is not to get you to look. It's not to get you to look inside. It's to keep you looking outside and what's going on, what's happening to you. Because this is where all the answers are, inside. No longer look to the outside for your answers. I want you to ask me about all things. All the answers are on the inside of you. Why would you go anywhere else but to the living waters? Out of your belly flows this living water. It holds the key to all you seek. Many just never stay long enough to get their answers. I said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. How long would you wait in a line to get something natural that you needed? Think about it. If my people would take the time to do this, even half the time, they would have a full supply. Time my children to stand in the spiritual line. Seek ye first. You will not come away empty. Times to consider your ways and adjust accordingly. Living from the inside out will reflect in all areas of your life and the life of others. People are looking for the real deal. I had multitudes following me because I sought the kingdom first and was added unto me to help the people. This is what I want you to do. This will get the leaven out of your life and the lives of others. I moved out of the box. And when I rent this curtain in the temple, I'm not going back there. My church is a spiritual house, not an institution. This is a concept that most have entirely missed. I have just a few scriptures here. John 2. Verse 19, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, but in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. That tells you the difference between the real church and the whatever the other one is. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. All right, 2 Corinthians 5. One and two. For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved. We have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. All right, 1 Peter 2. Starting with verse 4 there, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. See, it's all through this, all by the Spirit. Wherefore also is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be obedient, the stone which the builders disallowed is the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So I hope y'all see through this teaching and this word that God is trying to get us to look on the inside and not be moved by what's going on the outside. That the inside becomes more real, that we don't even pay any attention to the outside anymore.